Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Ches Amud Aleph. We're holding on Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom, by the words Amr Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Asuya Kekivshan, if you have a Sukkah that's a circle, so Miyesh Be'akefa Kedeleshe Ba'esrim Ba'arba B'nei Adam, Kshera, Vimlaf Psula, if the circumference of the circle could fit 24 people, it's kosher, and if not, it's possible, that's the shear of the Sukkah. Now says the Gemara, Kaman Ka Rebbe, L'Luchayra, that's like Rebbe, the Amr Kol Sukkah She'im Ba'arba Amas, La'arba Amas Psula, who had a very large shear by a square circle, he had a large shear of 4x4 Amas. So if you take that and you would equate that with a circle, so that comes out to, with a, then you would come out with a circle that could fit 24 people in its circumference. Well, says the Gemara Michti. Gavra ba'amsa Yosef. How much is 24 people all around? A person sits in an amma. So 24 people all around is 24 ammas. And we know that koshi yesh bekefush laisha tfachim yesh bereichiv tefach. That the difference in the ratio between the circumference of the circle and its diameter is 1 to 3. So that means if we only need it to be 4 across. So frak the Gemara betrays their sagi. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say 24 people, which is 24 all around? It should only need to be 12 all around, because 12 all around is a 4 amma width. So even if we're going like Rebbe, you had a very large shear that a sukkah needs to be 4 across, we should only need a circle that has a 12 amma circumference. Says the Gemara, no, because hani mili bigula of a biribuya da yitfe. That's if we're dealing with the circle, but we needed to have it that you could have a square of 4x4, so therefore the circle needs to be larger. Well, frak the Gemara mechti, let's see. How much is the area of this 4x4? Kama meruba yisra legal. How much greater is the perimeter of a square in reference to the circumference of the circle or the diameter of the circle? It's a revia, it's a quarter. So if so, beshitzar sagi. So if the circle is 12, that means the square around it is 16. So if so, you should only need to have a circle that has a circumference of 16, like that we have in the top picture. Says the Gemara, no, because hani mili be eagle denafik migoy ribua. That's if we're trying to draw a circle inside of a square. Avo ribuya denafik migoy gula, but when we're trying to draw a square inside of a circle, like by sukkah, that's what we're trying to do. We need it to be that the sukkah could fit a square of 4x4 amas, so then it needs to be even larger, mishom marasha de karnasa, because of the protruding corners. Meaning if you have it in the top picture, so then the circle is not large enough because you're missing all that area in the corners, that the square is really larger than the circle. We need it to be that you could fit the whole square of 4x4 inside of the circle. So we need it to be like the second picture. So therefore the sukkah needs to be larger. Okay, well, says the Gemara Michdi. Kol amsa ba'al chasayna, kol amsa beribuya, amsa v'trei chumshi ba'al chasayna. For every amma you have a cross in a square, if you would make a diagonal line in that square, it's 1 2/5. So if we have 4 ammas across, in this square it's 4x4. So 4 ammas across means that the diagonal of the square is 5 3/5. Now once we know the diagonal of the square, that is the diameter of the circle that's around the square. If you draw a line across and a diagonal in the square, that will take you from one end of the circle to the other. So that means that the diameter of this circle is 5 3/5. Now we already know that the ratio between the circumference of the circle and its diameter is 3 to 1. So that means that the circumference of this circle is 16 4/5. So ask the Gemara, so if so, we should only need to have a circle with a circumference of 17 minus a fifth, of 16 and 4/5, not 24 like Rabbi Yochanan said. So says the Gemara Leidak, that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't being specific. In fact, the Gemara, Imr Damin Leidak, when do we say, when do we say that a person's not being specific? That's porta. That's if he's a little bit off. But tuva mi'aminu leidak, would Rabbi Yochanan have said 24? Could we say that he wasn't being specific? It's too large of a difference between the actual shear to say leidak. So it's rather, says the Gemara, amr le'mark shisha breid rav chistel rav ashi, mi savras gavra ba'amsa yosef, who told you that a person sits in an area of an amma? Tals klasa gavri betarti amsa yosef. Really, it's three people, every three people sit in an area of two ammas. So when Rabbi Yochanan said that the circumference of the circle needs to fit 24 people, he was really describing a circle with a circumference of 16. Well, frak the Gemara, kama havaluhu shitzar. So that comes out to be 16. But anon shivzar nechichum shabina. But we said that we need 16 4/5. So it's still not the right number. Says the Gemara Leidak, on that already, it's only 4/5 off, we could say that Rabbi Yechina wasn't being specific. In fact, the Gemara, no, you can't. Because Emer Daminun Leidak, that's Lechumra. Lekula Mi'aminun Leidak, we could only say that the Tana wasn't being specific when he was saying a more Chumra Shir than the actual Shir. But could you say that he wasn't being specific and that he said a more Kula Dika Shir? That Avada you can't say. Rather, says the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Asi, Le Rav Ashi, Le'olam Gavr Bamsa Yosef, a person sits in an area of an Amma. However, Rabbi Yechina Malkum Gavr Leika Chosha, if he wasn't discussing the circle including the people. He meaning when he said 24 people fit in the circumference, he didn't mean inside the sukkah, he meant around the sukkah. So really the circumference of the sukkah is only going to be 18. And the reason for that is because if we have a circle with a circumference of 24, this is what we thought originally, that it was 24 around, that means that the diameter was 8, because it's 1 to 3, so that means that the diameter was 8. But if we take out the two people on each side, it means that really the diameter is 6. That means if the diameter is 6, that means the circumference is 6 times 3 is 18. Well, says the Gemara, still, Kama Havaluhu Tman Yisrei, that comes out to be 18. But Bishiv Sar Nechichum Shesagia, we said it's enough to have 16 and 4/5. Says the Gemara, Hainu Deleidak, Ulechumra Leidak. That's when we meant that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't being specific, and he wasn't being specific Lechumra. He said that the circle needs to have a circumference of 18, even though really, technically speaking, it's 16 and 4/5. And the Ritva explains that Rabbi Yochanan said 18 to have a more rounded number, so that everything should work out nicely. Even though technically speaking, really, the number is going to be 16 and 4/5. Rabbanan de Kesari, Vamla de Ani de Kesari Amri, they said that no, a different teretz, that igula de nafik migoy ribua is riva. Like we said before, that when you draw a square around the circle, so the difference between the square and the circle is that the square is larger by a quarter. However, ribuya de nafik migoy igula, the difference, the ratio between a square that you draw inside of a circle, meaning the difference between the perimeter of the square and the diameter of the circle, is palga's half. So if the square is 4 by 4 is 16, so that means the diameter of the circle is going to be 8. If the diameter is 8, that means the circumference is 24, exactly like Rabbi Yochanan said. However, the one problem with that is that it's not true in Metzias. And when you draw a circle around a square, if the square is 16, the circle is not going to be that much larger. It's not going to be 24. Says the Gemara V'lohi, it's not true. The Kachazina Dulei Havi Kulehai. We see in Metzias that the circle around the square is not that much larger, and therefore we'll go back to the first teretz that Rabbi Yochanan was really describing a circle that's 18 amas of a circumference of 18, even though the true number is 16 and 4/5, and Rabbi Yochanan was just laid back.